My name is I'm called Mukasa Apollo. I come from Uganda, and I represent the voices of persons with disabilities here. I want to first forward clarifications that most cases when we use the word gender, we tend to refer to women. And if you look at the presentations here, we are looking at it in the perspective of women. But in our context, when you use the word gender, we refer to a broad spectrum of people. And that's when where persons with disabilities fall, and maybe the youth, and then the women. If I look at the report presented by a panelist from the World Bank, if I quote it right, the most statistics he has presented, you see you refer to more of women in inclusion, women in participation. But you can hardly see any data which looks at participation of persons with disabilities, even if when women with disabilities, as my colleague mentioned earlier on, I didn't hear it about all that. But also you should remember that persons with disabilities are equally potential employers, potential employees. They're equally part of the supply system in the labor market, in the business sector. So this brings out the voices to what level persons with disabilities generally are involved in the consultations, in the supply chain, in the taking of policy decisions and policy development. And that's where the gap is, that even in African context, when you discuss issues of gender, they only look at women, look at youth, but forget that also persons with disabilities are part of gender. And that's why most time you are marginalized and left out in the voices, because they look at women and youth, they think they are covered. So I will request the panel to look at this in details, but also to hear more from the report of the World Bank presenter, to what extent do they include persons with disabilities in those discussions. Thank you so much.